News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The European Movement Ireland has today launched its annual Ireland and the EU Red Sea Poll 2021. Lots of findings in there about Ireland's relationship with the EU. One jumped out at us in particular. It was a poll asking if Ireland should be part of increased EU defence and security cooperation. The response was interesting. 54% agreed, 27% disagreed, 19% didn't know. So should Ireland be part of an EU army? We're joined by Independent Senator Alice Mary Higgins and retired Brigadier General Ger Ahern. Senator Higgins, to you first. It would seem from this that there is more support for Ireland's participation in an EU army than we might have expected.
Well, I don't think that's what the question was, and I don't think that's what the answer tells us, because we do know from very recent surveys, just from 2019, we had polls with three times, I think, the sample size, which told us that 82% of people in Ireland want us to remain a neutral country in all aspects. And that's, I think, a really strong basis for neutrality that is always there. I think the key word there is cooperation. And the key is actually in the next question in the survey, which is also about 68% of people really feeling that Ireland's seat on the UN Security Council gives us a really important opportunity to influence global affairs. So what I think people in Ireland are open to that idea of cooperation, but the role that Ireland plays in terms of cooperation, is that role in humanitarian assistance, in disarmament, in human rights and peacekeeping? Those were actually the things we put out in the brochure when we were trying to get onto the Security Council.
Ger Ahern, do you agree?
Well, first of all, there isn't an EU army, and there never will be an EU army, basically because the member states will never allow it. That's the first thing. And just to correct Senator Higgins, I mean, Ireland isn't a neutral state. Neutrality is a wartime posture. Ireland was only ever tested once on its alleged neutrality between 1939 and 45, and we failed every test required under international law as regards our neutrality. So it's important to...
Well, it was a benign neutrality, I think it was described, wasn't it?
There's no such thing as benign neutrality. You know, it's a binary thing. You're either neutral or you're not. There are only four neutral countries in Europe, and Ireland is not one of them. The only four neutrals in Europe are Finland, Sweden, Austria and Switzerland. I mean, the question we never ask in Ireland is, I mean, why do the four true neutrals of Europe do things polar opposite to the way Ireland does? It's important to be factual in this. We're not neutral. At best, we could be non-aligned, and there isn't an EU army, and there never will be an EU army.
Okay, what do you make of that, Alice Mary Higgins?
Well, I would say that neutrality isn't simply a wartime position. Neutrality is about actually ongoing work in terms of really peace building and peace broking.
Ah, yeah, but Ger's point was saying we're not actually neutral.
Well, no, I would say that we are. Absolutely, Ireland has multilateral cooperation in lots of different forms, particularly through the UN. But the fact that we are seen as what he calls non-aligned, but I would say non-partisan and not engaging in any way in defence or military activities for interests, that's the key thing. That's why Ireland, as UN peacekeepers, are respected. It's why, for example, and this is a huge asset to Europe, why it was an Irishman in terms of Eamon Gilmore, who was the EU envoy sent to help with the peace talks in Colombia. And it is because, you know, neutrality is one part of it, but neutrality, disarmament and peace building, those are ongoing and active pieces of work. And if, for example, the key thing, and I was there for this myself, you know, Ireland, of course, played a key role in the nuclear disarmament, the initial treaty back in the 50s, the new treaty just recently, and in the global ban on cluster munitions. And that I was there myself as part of an NGO coalition. And it was because Ireland was seen as an honest broker who was able to engage outside the normal military
life. Ger Ahern, how about that? We're an honest broker, and that gives us clout on international in international affairs.
I think the positioning of Ireland in international affairs is overstated, to tell you the truth. It's important to, you know, maybe understand why people voted 54% as they did. I mean, there is a solidarity clause in the Treaty of the European Union, and it's interesting to read from it. And it says, as regards our fellow EU member states, and this is to prevent a terrorist attack on the territory of member states. Would we disagree with that? I doubt it. Protect democratic institutions and the civilian population from any terrorist attack. Would we disagree with that? No. Assist a member state in its territory at the request of political authorities in the event of a terrorist attack. No. And lastly, it says as a system member state in its territory at the request of its political authorities in the event of a natural or man-made disaster. I mean, these are solidarity issues to do with our European fellow member states. I mean, they showed us solidarity over 4 years in the Brexit thing. I think there's an element in this vote here of 54% of showing sort of, you know, solidarity with our fellow member states who showed solidarity with us in our hour of need. And first of all of the issues that Senator Higgins referred to have absolutely nothing to do with neutrality and the requirements of neutrality as enshrined in the Hague Conventions of 1907, which are customary international law that codifies the requirements of neutral states.
Okay.
And all the things she refers to are policy decisions of government. It has nothing to do with neutrality.
Right. Alice Mary Higgins?
No, well, I first of all, in terms of the change in position, I should actually be clear. In fact, this survey was done 2 years ago and the number was higher then. It's actually gone down in terms of defence cooperation. And I think that is realising that our mechanisms of cooperation are increasingly different. So, for example, back in 2019, the European Defence Fund was increased and the Social Cohesion Fund was reduced. But if we look at the crisis that we face now in terms of COVID, it is our medical services that are the front line. And it is, in fact... that's what we're seeing when it comes to climate. Those are the forms of cooperation that are going to be key. And I think the reason that that figure has actually gone down in terms of defence support is the recognition of that. But what I would say is...
Just briefly.
Let's look at our borders, if we want to look at that issue. When we look at Operation Sophia and before that, Ireland's contribution to Europe in the Mediterranean, we were rescuing... In 2015, we rescued 8,500 people in the Mediterranean.
Okay, Gerard Hearn, very, very briefly. Sorry, we're just out of time. Gerard, just very last word to you, Gerard Hearn.
The operation in the Mediterranean, while worthy in all its extremes, was in contravention of the Dublin Convention.
Okay. All right. OK, look, interesting insights there from both Independent Senator Alice Mary Higgins and retired Brigadier General Gerard Hearn. Let us know your take. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.